Good morning, Christine. It's not you.
Finally, I'm here. Good morning, Marcel.
Well, you know, I've been talking the past couple of mornings about the two big concerts that you have coming up. One at St. Paul Church in Stockbridge, and then of course at Trinity Church in Lakeville. So let's delve right into the juicy details of this, because it looks like a real big, nice concert.
Yes, it is. And we haven't done a holiday concert with Crescendo in a long time, and we are very happy to do that. This is a concert for chorus and brass. So, and it is Renaissance music mainly and some Baroque music. It's, it's motets of the Italian Renaissance, Giovanni Gabrieli. And most of them are double choir, so they are wonderful for eight voices. There's even a 12th voice piece. And while this doesn't sound so much like holiday music to maybe somebody who is not familiar with the Italian Renaissance, all of these melodies are actually the melodies that we know from in our carols now that we sing. These are the melodies that were popular back then already. So the Berkshire Brass Quartet joins us for this concert. I will direct from the organ, and there is a little bit of solo music as well in there. Jordan Rose Lee is soprano. She will be our soprano soloist. And, excuse me, in Stockbridge, there will be a special treat. We have a light show by an artist, Joe Wheaton. He is a sculptor, and he's done a lot of light shows in the Berkshires. And he will project an animated light show on the outside of the church. This is very exciting and very festive. So that's an extra treat. The people who are inside, they will be able to see that too. We will project it onto a screen indoors. And the people on the outside will be able to hear a little bit of the music. It will be projected outside. It's probably not the same experience and not very loud. We're mindful of the neighbors. But, that's a special feature for the December 10 concert.
Now, if you were to have a favorite part of the concert, what would be your favorite part of the concert?
God, that's a hard one. But there is one piece that I think is very special. Some of them are festive and upbeat, actually most of them. But there's one piece called O Magnum Mysterium, O Great Mystery. And I think this is composers have written about this whether you're religious or not, about the mystery of the incarnation of the Savior of humankind. It's a big subject. And this O Magnum Mysterium is an eight-voice piece by Giovanni Gabrieli, and it flows very, very slowly in the beginning, trying to, express and portray this mystery, and I think it's masterfully done. So these eight voices add up very, very gently and slowly, and I think it's just an incredible, incredible piece. That is, I would say, my favorite piece. And several of the singers, while everybody enjoys the upbeat pieces and the brass and whatnot, this is really a favorite piece.
Now, these two concerts, once again, Saturday, December 10th at 8 p.m. at St. Paul's Church in Stockbridge, and then Sunday, December 11th at 4 p.m. at the Trinity Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. Tickets and more information at crescendomusic.org, crescendomusic.org. Let's skip ahead a couple of weeks because you're not done yet. You have A Story of Hope in the Voice of the New World. That concert is coming up on Thursday, December 29th, at Trinity Church in Lakeville, and then Friday, the 30th, at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Let's talk a little bit about that concert.
Sure. This is a concert, also very exciting. These are scores and manuscripts very likely composed by the Mayas, by the indigenous people in northern Guatemala. And these were discovered in the, I would say, around, I think, the 1960s, and brought by a musicologist to the United States. They were actually rightfully bought. And they've been sitting mostly in libraries. And only recently musicians are starting to transcribe them and perform them. So some of it has been done and shown, but there are many, many pieces. And mostly these pieces, when they are entitled anonymous, meaning the composer is not named, that means that they were composed by indigenous people.
Well, what's great about this is the title explains it all, Story of Hope.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's what music gives us. I don't want to use the term religious, but music of faith makes you definitely feel better inside. And music, anything that deals with hope, whether it's a movie, whether it's you're in someplace live, anything that deals with hope also lifts your spirits inside. You don't even realize that they're being lifted.
Yes, exactly. And I think we need that so much. And I want this to be heard. And the interesting thing of these particular manuscripts from Huehuetenango in northern Guatemala is that there were manuscripts in three villages. They were not only composed mostly by indigenous people, but they were also performed by them. That is known, and they are twofold. They are a copy of the Western style of polyphony, meaning very like Spanish early Baroque or Renaissance music, complex voices that are flowing simultaneously, beautiful. And then there are other pieces that integrate some of the language and the rhythms and the melodies of the indigenous people. So a fusion started happening back then. And while, obviously, indigenous people were colonized, and it's more and more we're starting to own up to the injustice, obviously, of the colonization and the enslavement of indigenous people, they also embraced the new lifestyle, and something new and hopeful was born. So not everything was suppression and enslavement, but especially in the case of this area in northern Guatemala, also they had the freedom and took the freedom to compose music by themselves, perform it, and took these stories, and really they are full of their own language and customs and melodies and rhythms. So that to us is fascinating, and we want people to hear that. It's not just a copy of what was happening in Europe back then.
Well, once again, if you folks, it's going to be a very busy next couple of weeks for the folks at Crescendo. There's two different sets of concerts. Once again, the first concerts, the holiday concerts, taking place on Saturday, December 10th at 8 p.m. at St. Paul Church in Stockbridge, and Sunday, December 11th at 4 p.m. at Trinity Church in Lakeville. And then the Story of Hope and the Voice of the New World, those two concerts taking place on Thursday, December 29th at 5:30 at Trinity Church in Lakeville, and Friday, December 30th, 2022 at 8:30 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington. All the tickets are available. You can go right to the website, crescendomusic.org. Do you take a rest after this very busy month for a while, Christine?
A little bit, and then we go into the next one where we'll be at the first week in February. So, yep, not too long. We and the chorus goes in session as well again in January. So, no, not much of a rest. Though this end of December concert is with soloists. There are soloists coming in from Barcelona, Spain, and from Austria. So it's the second concert is not choral, but it's five soloists from Washington, D.C., a baritone, some period instrument players from New York City and Boston. So this is not with crescendo chorus, but soloists and period instruments. So yeah, after that we take a little bit of a break and then we keep going, because that's what we do. We function mostly in the off season with crescendo. That's our normal rhythm. While then in the summer, when everybody is having lots of festival and concerts, we do less, and we focus, for our audiences. So you have interesting concerts in February and January, and well, for the first time in December in a long time. So I hope you can join us for some of these concerts.
All right. Well, I want to wish you a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, and we'll speak again, I'm sure, about the upcoming concerts.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
You're welcome, Christine. Take care.
Bye.
Christine Garrett this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, crescendomusic.org for more information.